I'd like to give the floor to Lorenzo Pacini from Italy. He will take the floor to speak about Italian multipolarity.
Works? Okay. Thank you so much for being here today, because it's a great honor as European, considering a question. Where is Europe now? We are building a multipolar world, and no one of the European countries are inside all the partnerships. That's really weird. The multipolar Mediterranean could be an option, as it has been the womb of many civilizations, and has been a center of an entire empire who dominated the culture of the West. But now, we have such a kind of dinosaurs of geopolitics and international relations because they are stopped to the Atlantic treaties and nothing more. We have BRICS, we have SCO, we have many partnerships, and no one from Europe is participating. Which kind of future could we have in this sense? That's a question, because our politicians, I come from Italy, total disaster, but how can we solve this problem? There is a lack in geopolitical studies in Europe. We don't talk about multipolarity. We need an education in multipolar studies. We need it, because if we talk to the YAF about another kind of world possible, they would be fascinated to that, because they feel it. They see they have no future. When I talk to my students, the first thing I see is that they are not able to look forward in more than 1 week. That's terrible. They have 20, 25 years old, and they don't think about the future because they don't have it. They don't have it. They have a war in front of them that is becoming true in Europe, as a new battlefield, only because European governments want that. Nobody's asking them, except the United States. Neither Russia, neither China, neither India, no one from the rest of the world. So we should apply one of the quotes most known in this country. We should forget the West and try to discover the rest. We have such a great opportunities. In Italy, Italy is loved by everyone, let me say. You're all laughing, because it's true. Because it's true. What are we doing with our culture? What are we doing with our future? We must solve this problem. So that's why we need to open a parallel diplomacy, using also the academic studies, but starting, if possible, since the mandatory studies, since the high schools, since middle schools, to impress in the YAF the desire of a different world order. That would be a great first step. As it happened already in the other part of the world, it could really work in our. The entire Europe is waiting for this multipolar awakening of the consciousness, the great awakening instead of the great reset. We really need it. And we ask to all the rest of the world to help us to realize it. Thank you so much.